I do know that, Dave is a big Chiefs fan. He won't shut up about him. Quite frankly, for those of us who were born and raised in another part of the country,
that's all he talks about. It's just Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs in archery. So it goes Chiefs, 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 archery, and then back to Chiefs.
Yes, I think he wears it like a giant hug wherever you see it, you know. He's so supportive of everybody, but, you know, Chiefs are very special to everybody here.
I didn't realize how rabid Chiefs fans were until I was dating my wife and spending more time in Kansas City. And it was just, the whole town was and is so Chiefs crazy.
It cracks me up when I fly home and you see like houses decorated at Christmas and there's actually like Kansas City Chiefs stuff incorporated with the Christmas lights. It's the life, it's the culture, it's what everyone looks forward to.
It's a rare thing because we do live in Los Angeles. I like that. It's a great town, but it's not a great sport town. Well, they could be in the playoffs, any of these teams, and you're like, really? You don't see it on every car, on every piece of clothing like you do with the Chiefs. Just a sea of red everywhere and Chiefs placards and flags and banners just covering the entire city, which is cool.
And when you get in the stadium and the noise and how loud it is, and they say it's one of the hardest stadiums to play in because it's so loud, and I was like, yeah, you're dang right it is. You just get so caught up and I get overexcited.
Because I'm from there, it feels, and again, this might be corny and maybe I'm just an old cornball, but it feels kind of like home. It feels like, well, I know these people. I know who they are.